Doctor's office.
Hi, is this the actual office? I'm looking for billing.
Just a second.
Wow, that's right here. Yeah, there's no way I'm paying, no way I'm paying this bill. Unless you're able to help me with the copay I shouldn't have received.
Can you provide me the patient account number so I can pull up the account in my system?
Yep, it's my account, and it's 44744. And the reason I think I got billed a copay was because they had to put me in the computer, but I technically didn't have an appointment. I just had to come in for 2 seconds after my MRI to make sure my pump didn't shut off.
Is it for which date of service?
11/18/71. So that $30 copayment is not mine. It should never have been billed to me. I was only in the computer, so they knew I was having the MRI that day. I didn't have an office visit. He put the machine to my back. You're good. Go. Bye. Literally less than 25 seconds.
Just you came for 2 minutes.
I'm sorry?
Just like you came for, or like 2 minutes.
No, I was there because I had an MRI that morning, and I had to just make sure my pain pump wasn't shut off. There was no appointment. They just wanted to put me in the schedule so he knew I was coming in. So I shouldn't have been charged a copay.
Okay, just a second.
Because I literally was there for a minute, maybe the most.
Yeah, is it for July 17 this year?
Yep. That was the day of my MRI. I think it was.
But then
yeah, because I always make my payments. Because they even told me not to register at the kiosk because there was no payment due and it would just mess everything up.
Let me note it down in my notes just a second, man.
No, it's fine because I have an appointment like in a month or whatever and I'm not going to be told I have a bill due. Yeah, I had my MRI 6:15 a.m. on the 17th and then I drove directly to his office.
Like, I have to send this query to the front desk and wait for the reply.
Okay, but I'm not, just so you know, this is fraud. So they need to adjust it.
Give me one.
Because I'm not going to come in and have them tell me I owe them $60 instead of $30 for my next appointment. Because I know where, because I've done what you're doing. I've been an office manager. I've done accounts receivable. I've done it all. I do appeals. I've done that in my past life. Because she put me in the computer just to let the doctor know I was coming in, it showed I had an appointment that I showed up for but didn't pay a copay. But I was only in the computer for acknowledgement, not for an actual time of a visit. So technically, she just should have written down that I was coming in and having my MRI and not put me in the computer. This is the second time I've had an issue with copays with you guys. Not fun.
Okay, I'll already send inquiry to the front desk. Just wait for 2 days.
And you're going to take the front desk 2 days to get a message?
Yep.
How understaffed are you? And you're going to call me or email me back? Because
yeah.
I need to know that my account is clear. And I have nothing that showed past due.
Mm-hmm. Is it your direct number and with 4554?
Yes, it is. And can I actually have your name?
Yeah, sure. My name is Michael.
Okay, Michael. It's my son's name. Don't do me wrong. Get the six for me. I'm putting trust in the name.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so I should hear from you in about 48 hours.
Also, like, do one thing. Just call to the front desk. They'll also give you the exact answer at that time. Like,
yeah, because what I did was I hit the option for billing.
Okay.
That was the option I selected was for billing. Where you are, I have no idea, but I asked for billing. That was the prompt I selected.
Like, try number 4, option 4. That's for the front desk. Just you have to leave a voicemail there, and they will call you within a 1 to 2 hour.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you too.